All right, we got to meet Young Hung Sin today. The newest Portland Trailblazer. He will wear the number 16 here in Rip City.
So not 15.
No. Well, you can't because that's retired. Mm-hmm. But he is going with number 16, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I like it. It's not the worst number. We talked about numerology yesterday a little bit. 16's okay.
No.
15 shouldn't be retired, but that's a whole nother segment.
Yeah.
Again, that was one of the numbers that I mentioned yesterday for him. Johnny Davis, 77-78, and C.J. Ellaby, the only other Blazers to wear number 16.
Mm-hmm.
That bar's not very high for him to clear, then.
No, pretty easy for the. It's one you can step over.
Yeah, let's see. Johnny Davis.
He's fine.
Well, I mean, he was only here for two years.
But I'm just talking about his NBA career.
He averaged like 9 points a game in Portland.
Mm-hmm. What was his career high?
And about 1.75 rebounds per game in Portland. 18 points in Indiana the year after he left Portland. That's fitting.
I must say, he was fine.
It's been happening to Portland since the 70s, man.
It hasn't really happened to that many guys. Everybody does that. It's really only Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah. Well, his number isn't retired. He was on that 77 team, so.
Will Barton looks pretty good on the Nuggets, too.
He was good here, though.
Not as good.
Oh, thrill. Nah, he was about the same.
Okay, he was about the same. Yeah, no, Will was, about Will, was Will. No.
Yeah, Thrill Barton, what you saw is what you got in his career, and it was awesome.
Talking to Will, one of the best.
Thrill Barton is. He's great.
There was no like difference of like when media was around versus when it wasn't.
Yeah.
He was just, the same dude.
Yeah. It's just like, man, is what it is. Yeah. Guess we're going to roll with it. What did we learn from Young Han Sen today? I think the biggest thing that we learned is his interests.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he does speak English. This is going to be hard. We're going to have you come over the top at the end of this. I don't know how well it plays on AM radio, but here is Young Han Sen on his interests.
Sometimes I sleep.
Me too.
All time sleep. And I like play PS5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. PS5.
And I like eat.
I like to eat too.
Look, and
eat, sleep. PS5, let's go, buddy.
He also said he likes the weather here. He likes the rain. The rain will help him sleep better. So I'm like, all right, you like to chill? You like to play some games?
Mm-hmm.
You're cool with the rain?
Mm-hmm.
Like the food scene?
Yeah.
Buddy, welcome to Portland.
I'm just worried that he finds weed.
Don't they all in the
game? I mean, my interests are eating, sleeping, and playing PS5, it's like, brother, if you like weed, you're going to be in trouble in Portland.
There's certainly some players you probably want to keep him away from.
Kevin Durant being one. Although, Kevin Durant only plays video games and smokes, allegedly, so what's the problem with that?
Yeah, I mean, see? Look. He's a very highly effective basketball player.
Look, I'll just say, you know, the one that always said it was Percy Harvin, weed helps him play better. No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
No, it doesn't.
Helps the recovery, not during the damn game.
Not even that. It's you're just such an anxious wreck that you need something to calm you down. And, buddy, go to get a prescription for something else to calm you down. You'd like getting high.
All right.
Just say that. That's totally fine. But, Hansen, you hear him there. It's broken English, but he is already trying to use English. He is, like, his English is very, very, very limited to basketball terminology and little things like that. I talked to some folks that are with Clutch, who he is represented by. It's Clutch. He was in town in LA for Clutch's big workout before the draft. I'm going to say it was a month before the draft. And he was without a translator for a little while, and he was kicking it with like Common Malawach, who was also English as a second language kind of a guy, and getting the immersive experience. And just talking to those guys, they were all like, no, like he really, like, everyone likes him. Like even with the language barrier, he's a very likable, affable, good teammate guy that everybody just kind of wants to connect with. And I think the interesting thing about him, I watched about 5 hours worth of film on him last night. That translates to his game. He is a guy that is and when you get the Jokic or Şengün comparisons, he wants to pass the ball. He wants to get other guys involved. And I think that's just kind of who he is as a person, where he had another quote out of there where he was asked about kind of his love for the game. When he said when he was a kid, he didn't like to run up and down the court. He was like, I'm big. It makes me tired. But when he was 13, he played in a tournament and basically beat the hell out of everyone. And from that, he was like, I really loved winning.
Mm.
And the winning spirit kind of like made me come back. And then like,
no way. Yeah. People like winning.
Well, he just, you know, when you're a kid and yeah. And again, it's very different in China and it's like how the development programs and stuff like that work. But he was like, I want to make everybody else better. And I was like, okay, I'm just kind of, you know, jotting some notes down of like, okay, this is what he says. Let's see how that translates to the tape and how things work out. But yeah, no, that line is already kind of going semi-viral with the Eat Sleep PS5. And look, if I'm a executive, I want a guy who plays basketball and is not a problem off the court. Like, before comments really got started, he made a quick introduction thanking everybody for being there through a translator. And then said kind of an aside of like, I want to get to the point where I can just go and be on my own and just be in the practice facility. And I was like, okay, this is a guy that wants to get to work and immediately just wants to get into the basketball. Because we've mentioned this before a little bit. There's a lot of players, not just in the NBA and professional sports, who are very good at what they do. They don't love it. And that is a limiting factor to how far they will go in their careers. Early intel is that he loves it and he wants to do it. And he wants to eat, sleep, breathe basketball. And if all you are doing is basketball and chilling, sign me up.
Yeah. It's the on the court stuff. He's the opposite of Ace Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Where Ace Bailey on the court has got all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is the problem. Right? This is the big issue is, will it translate? Can he fill the gaps that he has in his game?